Blog Talk Radio.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. I hope, indeed I pray, that we shall not be found unworthy of our victory if after toil and tribulation it is granted to us. For the rest, we have to gain the victory. That is our task.
Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duties, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its commonwealths last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
We shall not fail or falter. We shall not weaken or tire. Neither the sudden shock of battle nor the long-drawn trials of vigilance and exertion will wear us down. Give us the tools, and we will finish the job.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
You have tried to change my country. You've tried to change my life. No one ever asked me if I thought that this was right. It's time for us to tell you that we will go through hell to defend our country and to help the EDL. I'm proud to be an Englishman and I'm going to be free. I won't forget the men who died to give that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. We'll save England and the UK. Lied to all the people and tried to take away their rights. But we won't let you sell this land, not without a fight. It's time for us to tell you that you can go to hell. It's time for us to stand and fight and join the EDL. I'm proud to be an Englishman and I'm going to be free. I won't forget the men who died to give that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. To save England and the UK.
Gentlemen, this is the English Defence League radio show broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com. English Defence League radio show, the voice of the EDL. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, it's Friday evening and it's Comedy Central time this evening. So we don't know what direction the show is going to go this evening, but I'd just like to introduce to you to my producer of the show, And also the co-host is our very own Kel, a.k.a. the Red Fox blogger, a.k.a. tonight she's done it again, Jeff loves Ken. She's give us throw.
Hi, Jeff.
Kel, you make me get embarrassed when I read that out. And also, what you like.
How are you doing?
Oh, not so bad. My voice is a little bit husky tonight. Have you noticed? It's more deep. It's more like a Dan Rather tonight, Kel.
Come on, Dan Rather.
It certainly is. It's one of those times.
Oh, the air is so dry everywhere. Oh, my gosh, though. I've been looking at photos of you folks there in England, and it's like you've got flowers coming up, and we still have 4 foot snowbank.
Oh, we've got daffs there, daffs everywhere. And also, we got our very own. Do you know what? He's leaking around like a good in the ears. He come through the cat. I didn't even hear it rattle this evening. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, our very own Mr. Tim Burton, a.k.a. Cat Strangler 101. And tonight he's got a little nickname, Camo Cat.
Camo Cat.
Who let the cats out?
Meow. Meow. Meow.
Oh, I didn't let him in.
He's scratching at the door.
Tim. Sorry, mate.
Good evening, Jeff. Good evening, Kel.
He was scratching at the door there, Kel.
Oh,
my goodness. Good evening, Tim.
What's with the camo cat? Oh, I know.
I saw a picture of you today.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
You were looking rather fetching.
Dapper.
And I was thinking he's wearing camouflage.
He looks very dapper.
He's wearing camouflage pants.
Well, quite. And
oh, that's
and
right.
My favourite Israeli Defence Forces T-shirt as well.
Yes,
that drew a few looks from the from the cultural enrichers wandering around the area. Yes.
Yes, I'm not surprised, Tim, as we know. Because you went in, didn't you, and you was listening to the proceedings today, and it seems like what we said, that this would be held over to Crown Court sitting as such. I mean, I don't know the proceedings, as I say. You was there,
yeah.
So you know exactly.
Well, it was very similar to. Well, I say similar. When I was
Thank
in there on December the 19th, there was a chap in front of me who went through a similar process, and his case was referred up to Crown Court. And I think they do that if the magistrates decide that they don't have the power to impose a sufficient sentence should one become necessary. You know, if you're found guilty, then they want to be able to impose an appropriate sentence. And if they think that the charge is too serious for them to deal with, then they kick it upstairs to Crown Court. Mm. So that is that's what's happened. But it was a rather interesting morning. And I suppose if we've got Sonny coming on later, I ought really to let him tell you all about it. But suffice it to say that the prosecution tried to pull a fast one on the lads in the dock. And it was only through the intervention of solicitor that the prosecution counsel was slapped down. And it could have been really serious. I'm not going to go into detail because I think if you've got Sonny coming on tonight, we should let him tell the story. But I was really quite shocked at what happened. Given the state of political correctness in this country at the moment, I suppose I shouldn't have been too surprised. But nevertheless, it wasn't what I would have expected from a British court of law. Rather than sort of go into it now, I think if Sonny's coming on later, we'll let him explain it. If he doesn't come on for any reason, then I'll give you a little bit more detail. But it was nice to meet everybody there.
Yes.
Sonny and quite a few other guys were there, and I met some members of Sonny's family, which was nice. You know, so
yeah,
it was all good.
Always nice.
Yeah. But I had my camouflage gear on, so just to make sure that, you know, if I had to run off and hide.
For you then.
Well, that's right. If I had to run off and hide anywhere, they wouldn't be able to find me. So, but yeah,
the
Israeli army
T-shirt. About the Muslims were trying to hassle them in the court. Am I right?
What happened was when Sonny and his family came up to Birmingham. There's two courts, more or less side by side, not quite, but more or less.
Yeah.
And they went into what they thought was the right court, and it turned out they went into the Crown Court. An easy mistake to make if you don't know where the layout of the two courts are in the city. But
yes,
when they walked into the Crown Court main area, apparently some Muslim, I don't know if it was one or more than one, started to give them some verbal aggravation because they had some EDL hoodies on.
What?
It was either one or possibly two Muslims started to give Sonny and his family some verbal aggravation, and I don't know exactly what the nature of it was, but apparently it was quite threatening. And there were some police officers
it's a typical
in the
peace at work, which is not safe.
The thing is that if you're in a public space, and in particular in a court area, you deserve to be able to walk around and not be threatened by people in a public space. Now, if somebody comes up to you and starts threatening you, which apparently is what happened, you would expect some redress, or at the very least, if there's a police officer in the vicinity. You would have expected that the police officer would apprehend and do it in threatening. But what happened was the officer came over, three or four people wearing hoodies to mum. Because they didn't want any trouble, you know. And that seemed incredible to me, the way it was being explained. And again,
they're a disgrace to uniform if they're not doing a public duty of people giving it the large and trying to create problems that they go and apprehend the people on the opposing end of the verbals. A total disgrace.
Well,
Once again, the police show themselves up in a bad light, don't they?
I have to say, this was the way it was explained to me. And again, if Sonny's on later on this evening, I think he ought to be given a chance to explain it in a bit more detail, because it seemed absolutely amazing to me that a policeman would do that, you know, anywhere in public. But in a court, you would expect the letter of the law to be... just being naive.
Well, I did make a comment on the Facebook about it. I said that the police were total disgrace to their uniform. I mean, you know, if you got some people, it doesn't matter, you know, if they belong to the religion of peace or belong to anybody, they were creating a breach of the peace. That's exactly what they was doing. They're trying to cause trouble, and the police go and have a chat to Sonny and a few people that was there. It just goes to show you, ladies and gentlemen, we've said this time and time again, there's a two-tier system at work in this country, and it's unfolding before our eyes and your eyes, ladies and gentlemen, because we like to let you and keep you informed exactly the state of affairs, what's going on in this country, and probably where you live. You'll probably notice the situation that the police are not as level-handed on things as what they used to be, and that is the case. And they can't do their jobs properly. They should step down, shouldn't they, Tim? I'll be quite honest with you. If they can't police, that's their job. They get, you know, from people's taxpayers, but paying their wages, they should, you know, be doing the right things. But because they get the hierarchy saying, you know, this and that to them, they use the political correctness way out. And it's a total disgrace. It shows us up. It shows the nation, the world of police constabulary in a hole, of not been able to do their jobs properly because of political correctness. It's total madness, Tim, isn't it? Total madness.
Well, it is. And the thing is, they've only got themselves to blame when things like this blow up in their faces, as I'm sure it will. I'm sure this won't be the last incident of its sort, because if you appease these people, they will not appreciate it. They'll not show any gratitude. They will just keep pushing and pushing and pushing until we have given over all our freedoms. So appeasement is completely the wrong way to go. What should happen is when they show any signs of threatening behaviour, they should have the book thrown at them every time until they realise. Yeah, well, they should. I mean, of course, the reason they don't get the book thrown at them is because they know if they make
Did we lose Tim?
So, yeah, Tim's call dropped there. Slow there.
I agree with Tim, though, there, Jeff, in that, we pay the salaries, and Daz EDL is bringing up really good points in the chat room, as is Agador. It's proof, and Agador is correct, it's proof the PC police are real when it comes to political Islam, and non-Islamists are the criminals. And Das says, yes, the police seem to have been told to turn a blind eye when it's the Quranimals involved. Both are absolutely correct. And I am incensed that it has gone this far. Now, I am telling you, Jeff, and I'm furious, because you know how we feel about our Sonny. We take care of our own. And for Sonny to be going through this, well, you know how I feel about Tim going through what he's going through with that mendacious grievance-mongering Takiya artist. And I don't know what the hell is in the water in England, but I'll tell you, if I came over there, I would introduce a whole new water filtering system and filter out those Islamists right away. And for Sonny to go through this, and for those Muslims to be there heckling him, how dare they? You know what? I was 19 once. If somebody threw something at me and hit me in the head with it, I'd pick it up and toss it back myself. That's all
well,
Sonny
that's
did.
Exactly
it was retaliation. It wasn't even retaliation. I know, but I'm furious. This just makes me so damned angry.
Well, it does, and as we all say, we always use our anger in a positive way. And the things about that we see and we talk to we tell our listeners about, and they get the feeling of exactly the way things are progressing in this country. Do you know what? I think it's time to end political correctness. It's time for a real shake up in this department, because I think most of us, and I'm going to swear early, are pissed off with this stupidity, this absolute craziness that's going on through our nations. You know, it's just we were speaking about the other day the way that things have changed. You can't say this, you can't say that, you can't say blackball because
it's
this or that.
It's craziness. And Jeff, you know who's here joining us right now? Our very own.
Who's joining us? Is
Hi,
Sonny. Tim?
Tim is back, and we've got Sonny.
Well, welcome back, Tim. And yes, that's you was in mid-flow there, brother. That's
I know. I'm sorry about that. I lost my connection, but hopefully everything's all right now. But if Sonny's here, bring him in and let him have a chance to explain it himself, because he was the man on the spot today.
Yes. Oh, of course, there he is. That's our very own Sonny. Good to hear that you're back tonight. I think you're probably a little bit tired there, Sonny. But I heard a little bit about some of the things that happened today. But maybe you'd like to give our listeners a bit of a debriefing exactly what occurred today when you was at the court there. So with that, over to you, Sonny. You're live, buddy. Go ahead.
And first of all, I'd just like to say hello to you, Jeff, and you, Cal, and hello
Hi,
again,
Sonny.
Tim.
Hello again, Sonny.
Today was a funny event. Now, what had happened is I haven't been to Birmingham for a while, and what they've actually done since I lived there, they've swapped the magistrates around and moved the Crown Court into the magistrates' court and vice versa. So we ended up going to sit in the Crown Court for a while, and it's not until I noticed loads of people wearing white wigs I suddenly clicked on that we were in the wrong court.
Yes.
Now, as we went to depart, me and the other 10 lads there, and my friends and family and the supporters that had come down to see us, we had several groups from the Muslim Defence League, several members from the Muslim Defence League cross us in the courtroom, the courthouse, sorry. Yes, and as they come down the stairs, shouting kafir scum and making fist movements and shouting threats, we then discussed between ourselves and made the choice to move on without making any hesitance. And this all happened in front of three police officers. And the police officers come up to us and told us that we needed to go away and stop causing trouble, and we needed to move ourselves on. And I tried kindly explaining very, very calmly that this happened in front of them. We were in the wrong court. We don't know what's going on, and we've just been threatened. We were told we're in the wrong court and not to cause trouble. And we then basically went over to the magistrate's court, where I met up with Tim and a couple of the other guys and so on. But, yeah, we had a major run-in with the MDL, and when this happened in front of the police... they seen this they must have been no more than 10 foot away from where it had happened. They could see clear sight, and we got the blame for that. No gestures, nothing was said again.
No, that's why I said, Sonny, before you joined us on the show this evening, I was saying that this is political correctness gone mad. It's PC policing. I've got a bit of an echo here, I think. I don't know. Sonny, it does seem that these people, these police officers that was wearing the Queen, the uniform of the the Queen's Constabulary, act in this way, where a travesty of law. They was breaching the peace, these Muslims, wasn't they? And the police decided that they would rather confront you and our people, our patriots, than rather confront them. And that is the case because they're too scared. It's really embarrassing to say that our constabulary are scared to confront the main perpetrators of the problems that occur, and they'd rather move people like yourself on and maybe threaten you that they'll arrest you if you hang about. I think it's totally disgraceful. If any policemen are listening to this, I'd be ashamed of what you wear that uniform. You are there to protect people's civil rights. You're there to uphold the law, and you are not doing your jobs. Don't care about what the hierarchy says, this, that, and the other. If it's a confrontation between the EDL and them, that you've got to come down hard on us. That's not the case. This is why we say this is a two-tier system at work in this country. And I think Sonny's answered that question.
Absolutely. And Jeff, I'm just going to interject quickly because the feed in the chat room is moving so quickly and people are so engaged. But Sonny, you broke up just for a wee bit. And Agador, he wants to know, he wanted me to ask you to say again what the cops said to you when you told them that you and your family were being threatened.
Well, it wasn't just that, Cal. These police officers were stood in front of us. These police officers, we were on the second floor. There were three floors in this court.
Mm.
And they were stood in front. They seen this happen. They were making fist gestures, finger signs, shouting kafir scum and whatnot and threatening us. And as you can probably imagine, the boys there today are there for a sentence. We're in the trouble as it is. We don't want to kick off. And we were asked to stop causing trouble, and we actually had a young lady who worked there who come up to us and said, excuse me, like, what's going on? And we said, we're trying to get out, we're in a bit of trouble, like, we're waiting for our court. And she said, oh, you're in the wrong court, you need to go so and so around the corner and help us out. But the police officers had witnessed this, and this is in a law court in the building itself. And we were once again discriminated against, even though these three police officers could clearly see and hear what was going on. We had the blame of it because we had supporters with us, family and friends, that were wearing English Defence League apparel, hoodies and tops, and we were discriminated against yet again.
Hmm.
Yeah, and it's a total disgrace, and I think most of the listeners who's listening to this show this evening would agree with that statement there. It seems so unfair that, you know, it's people like yourself, Tommy, Sonny, and people like Tommy and the good people that are standing up for what's right. And we've been victimised, been persecuted because we're doing what's right for the country. We're speaking out about what's going on. And this is the way that we get treated. Things have got to change, haven't they, Sonny? They've definitely got to change in this country. Because we're all getting rather fed up with this this two-tier system that is working. We've got to change the status quo, and I think we've often spoke about it, haven't we, on the show, Kel and Tim and Sally. You know, we've often talked about it, but it's horrible when we hear one of our dear friends, one of our great patriot as yourself, and the other lads and the lasses that was amongst you, that you come up once again against the discrimination against you because you're a patriot. It's a total disgusting. I'm really disgusted. I am. Very angry, but I'm glad to hear that you're home all right, though, Sonny. You've got another date, haven't you, to go back, though?
Yeah, basically, something else happened that day. After we met up with yours truly, Tim Burton, after we met up with
Tim? The cat himself?
I thought I was looking out for someone in a pink tutu, and I couldn't find him.
Yes,
I tell you what, Sonny, there were great pictures of you and Tim and some of the other guys there. It was really, you know, really pleasant to see. And I'm glad that you met up with Tim. Tim, you're quite a bigger lad than what I thought you was. I thought Sonny was quite tall.
Oh, my God, he's tall.
Yes, Tim, well, yes. Quite a big lad, aren't you?
Yeah, well, it's all the cat food. I was actually until about 6 weeks ago, I was only 4 foot six tall, and then I started eating this new brand of cat food, and I tell you what, I mean apart from growing the whiskers and the claws, you know, I've gained an extra foot and a half in height, and it's you know, it's made a hell of a difference.
But no, we've all got to thank you, Tim, for showing your support and turning up at the court for Sonny. I bet that was really good to see Tim, wasn't it, Sonny, when you met up with him and that?
Well, yeah. I mean, even though we were there for a trial, we had a good laugh. All the Patriots that were there on trial, high spirits, their heads were held high. They've done nothing wrong. We had a good laugh. There were smiles on faces. We went in there. And I'll just explain a little bit about what happened in the courtroom. When we were all called into the courtroom, Tim come in and sat with my family, and we all took our positions on the bench. Now, as we proceeded to call our names out and so on, I don't know what they're called in there. Not the three guys that sat on the bench, not the guy that speaks for them. Who was the other guy, Tim? What would
Kirk
you call him?
Court,
the
mate.
Well,
the big
court, I should think. That was actually reading out the chart, the names and addresses and that.
No, it was the other guy. The guy that called our charges out that said we were being done for violent disorder. That other guy that was on the left to him. Oh,
was that the prosecutor?
Yeah, and the best of it, Jeff. Do you want to hear what they did? Oh no, I've got This is a little bit of fun. They tried pulling a quick one on us, right? This prosecutor was a Muslim prosecutor. Who then called out our charges and said, hereby today, these men stand here accused of violent disorder from the 20th of July 2013. And then he pulled a quick one and he tried to slot it in. He turned around and said, we've been charged with racial violent disorder. He slipped the racial in there. Now, the thing is, that is one word, but let me just tell everyone out there, if that wouldn't have been recognised, racial violent disorder is about five times worse than violent disorder. And we had a young Sikh male that was sat at the back who was, I think he was a law student who had been looking into the case, sat to the left of Tim. And he had actually noticed that he'd been looking in the case, and we were being charged with violent disorder, not racial violent disorder. And this young Sikh fellow went up to the barrister and said, "I've just heard this wrong." And our barrister then turned around and topped the prosecutor and said, "Excuse me, it's not racial violent disorder. It's violent disorder. It's got nothing to do with race." So, yes, he tried pulling a quick one to try and turn the charges into a racial violent disorder. Only have to be a violent disorder, which it sounds like a small word, Jeff, but you know as well as I do.
No, no, it's not. It's a very, very important thing there, and thank goodness that young man actually had a word with that, because that would have been put on the sheet, you know, when they read out, and you got people sitting there typing out, you know what I mean? You know the people that type as things are, the procedures are taking part. See, that would have gone down, so she had to redo her sheet. So there you go. But thank goodness that he was quick off the mark on that. But as I say, this is the sort of thing, as we say, ladies and gentlemen, the fast ones that are trying to pull on patriots in this country. We've often heard that from other people. That they do try to put things on which is a lot more serious. Yes, it's classed as serious anyway, but to have the racial thing put on it, it does make, as you said, Sonny, it makes it five times worse than what the original charge is.
But what I will say, it was brilliant meeting Tim. I mean, Tim even, yes, I will tell you all, Tim brought me and gave me a sandwich and give chocolate to all the other patriots that were there.
Wow. Yeah.
Was it a Vegemite sandwich?
No, it wasn't a Vegemite sandwich. It was chicken salad, if you must know.
What a nice guy. Ladies and gentlemen, he's such a nice guy, Tim. Fine. I'll get sandwiches for the lads. What can we say? Thank you, Tim. I bet that went down well as well, didn't it, Sonny? I bet you was a bit peckish, weren't you, mate?
I mean, the thing is, and another big thank you, I've actually been told by a couple of my best friends who were patriots that were being charged that day to give a big thank you to Tim, because as we left to go in the car, there were two patriots that were actually returning by bus near the train station, and Tim offered them a lift so they didn't have to walk on their own, because there were a high Muslim Defence League group hanging around outside, and Tim actually drove them to the train station to safety, so they wouldn't be victimised outside the court. So that from them two patriots, you know who they are, Tim, they've told me to say a big thank you to you, and it was a big help.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad they got there safely. I mean, it's intimidating at the best of times to walk around a big city like Birmingham if you're not familiar with it, but when you've got when you've got such a high population of culture in riches, you've got to take extra precautions, and you know, I was just happy to do it, so you know, I'm good.
What can I say? I think Tim needs a big round of applause, Kel.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you, Tim. You know, that was a stoic thing that you did today. God bless you, mate. Because as we do know how intimidating that can be, as you say, with the culture and riches around there, and all sorts of problems could have occurred for those two of our patriots there. So, Tim, for the sandwiches and that, we'll be off. Well done, Tim.
Yeah.
That's from us all. And, of course, to our very own Sonny and the rest of the lads that was there. Total respect to the new guys. You've done us proud once again. And under absolute provocation for these the Muslim Defence League. Well, I don't know where they with Muslim Defence League, where they were. They were trying to give you grief, and you kept control. You didn't, you know, didn't sort of see red and, you know, get yourself in further trouble. What can I say, ladies and gentlemen? This is, we come under so much provocation, don't we, Sonny? So much provocation. Look at the demonstrations. And the thing about it is all the crap that they put out, the media says about the English Defence, trouble at an English Defence League demonstration. And they always put it like that, it's to do with us. And most of the time, this is the why I always speak about our stewards. And I think Sonny and anybody else that's a part of the EDL will say, what a great job these that that we've got our own police within our within the EDL, and that's our stewards. They make sure that people don't get out of control and, you know, start to, you know, really giving us a bad name, because we don't want that, because that's not what we're there for. And but as I say, we do put up with, and Sonny will tell you, and anybody that's been at demonstrations, you come under all sorts of threats, intimidation. As Sonny said, he got hit with a brick at Birmingham, and of course, I mean, it's what do you do, ladies and gentlemen? You get something thrown at you. What do you do? I know myself and Kel, someone threw something at me, I'd automatically return the favour. I think it's just human nature. You know, it's not you turn the other cheek. No, because you've probably got a big cut on your head, you're pissed off. And you can't, you know, it's human nature that you're going to do what you're going to do. And you know, it's the whole thing. But what always gets me is the way that the police faces, waiting for some sort of a reaction from our lads. And we saw that quite blatantly at, it wasn't Birmingham, it was the one before that, where Tommy got hurt. Which one was that? Now, that was,
It was the one after, it was Tower Hamlets, that was just after Birmingham.
No, it was even before that, it was before that, and a lot of our Patriots got hurt, didn't they? Because there was bricks coming over and the police was attacking. It was the one where Tommy and a few others linked arms because Kevin and Tommy was on the stage and the police was trying to rush through and they linked arms preventing them and they was getting battered around left, right and centre. And I can't remember. It's just gone right out of my head, which demonstration it was, but I'm sure someone knows which one. It was quite a bloody demonstration. It was before the Tower Hamlets, that one, Sonny. But what can I say? Oh, I've just had a little message. But anyway, what I can say is it's so good to have you home, Sonny, and everybody got home safe. I know you've got, there's a new court case, a new date, isn't there, Sonny? Would you like to let everybody know?
Yeah, I've got two. Basically, because we all pleaded, we all pleaded, we didn't. On the 4th of April, they're going to send us to Birmingham Crown Court. Which I know from what I've been told will most likely be another no plea. The big one, guys, if you really want to the guys over here, if you really want to support the guys, the big biggie is going to be on the 21st of May, and that will be the sentencing and the trial day in the Birmingham Crown Court, and that will be about 30-35 lads all being sentenced and trialed there on the 21st of May. We have quite a few Patriots already going down, but if you'd like to go and show your support outside the court and support the Patriots down there, there's, feel free to do so. But I just need to remind everyone, it is not a flash demo. If you go down with the attitude of a flash, it will only make it worse for the boys that are being sentenced inside. So if we do go down, it's going down there and it's to support the boys and give them a big, big, massive load of support outside.
Well, there you go, Sonny. I think you said it all. I think you said it all there. And that's the trend. Ladies and gentlemen, and anybody who's, you know, part of the English Defence League, as I say, Tommy, Sonny's... Oh, I'll keep getting Tommy and Sonny mixed up because you laugh what you like. But I was going to say that on the 21st of May, as I say, did you say there's between 20 to 35 Patriots are going to be, the cases are going to be heard from that day forward?
Yes.
Is that right, Sonny?
Yep, that'll be on May the 21st.
So, you know, go up and down, wherever you might be, we'd like to see you there. We'd like to see you give them lads the support of the English Defence League. Because, I mean, it could be you, it could be me, it could be any of us that's having to be appearing on that day. So we're just saying, please prepare, please put aside that, you know, in your diary, 21st of May. It's so important for them lads to know that they've got the support of all the other guys out there. I think it just makes them feel much better with what they've got to go before. So thank you for clarifying that, Sonny. Really appreciate it.
The good news, Jeff, I do have some good news, however, out of today. It was a bit of a crappy day. Basically, what had happened is the magistrate's court wanted to bail all of the guys. Now, they wanted to bail them under the condition that they wouldn't be allowed to attend demos. However, the barrister had said that I would like an unconditional bail condition put on them because they haven't been found guilty of anything yet, so we'd like an unconditional bail, which allows us to go to demos, and it was granted. So, ladies and gentlemen, I have a huge demo buzz.
What
can
we say?
Week,
that's got to be the best news, and it, well, it's the best news was you guys walking out from the court that today, you like. So, but thank you for clarifying some different points there. And, Kel, I hope you make a note in the diary, and we will be sort of big building it up. We will be promoting that day. As I say, we know that you got a court appearance on the... Did you say on the 1st? That's right. The 1st of April.
The
4th. Like...
The 4th.
Oh, yeah. Okay, then. So, yeah, Sonny, but once again, well done to yourself and to the rest of the family, and, of course, to your family being there and showing the support as well, and to Tim for being there and helping out. God bless you, mate. We really appreciate what you did today. And, of course, driving those two guys to the train station. Absolutely fantastic job. But I was going to say, Sonny, Kel, I think we've got a caller, haven't we? We've got a caller.
Yeah, we've had this guy on the line here, and he's hanging around. And, Jeff, I'm not quite too sure who it is, but I think he might be related to Ahmed. Let me check.
Well, there you go. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, we've got Mr. Lealdo. I'll always get your name wrong. Wahibi, isn't it? Mr. Wahibi from... Wahabi.
Hello. This is Wahabi here from the Spongistan. And we sponge from you, and you stand for it, and we love you. So I am press secretary, ambassador from Spongistan. So I have many things to talk tonight. Call into your ha-ha-hee-hee not-so-funny show tonight, everybody. Too serious. Drink your Johnny Walker liquor stuff. And, you know, you're not too funny tonight, Jeff.
No, we've been talking some serious issues, as you've probably been listening, YB. And we've been talking about some serious things, but yes, it is Comedy Central this evening. But it's always great to take your call, and you've got many things that you want to share with our listeners and our audience out there. What's been going on in Spongistan then, YB, this
well,
week?
Well, I'll give you update. First, we'll talk said... young man called, last man called, Mr. Sunny. He called you, talk about court system, very similar to Spongistan. We have a judge, we have a prosecutor, recorder, transcriber, and after that, I sit next to them, executioner. So,
the executioner, of course. We mustn't forget the executioner, must we, Wavy? We mustn't forget that, because that's Sharia justice, isn't it? That's correct. It's the Sharia compliance, should I say.
Yes, and I have advice for young good man who called you, talked about his problems, crying, infidel. If you give prosecutor man little something, you know, little something maybe, everything will be okay.
Oh, you mean
so
bribe,
that is advice
Ivy.
For young man Sunny who called you earlier.
He's still on the line, Sunny. What Ivy's saying to you is you should have bribed the prosecutor or something. I think that's what Ivy's saying. You should give him something.
Yes, and last thing, because it's a free speech issue, maybe you offer him tongue. Everything be okay there, too.
Yes.
So, Sunny, would you, your response to Wahibi saying you should have bribed the prosecutor today, your response there, Sunny?
Well, I had money on me, but I think he wasn't interested in money.
Yeah.
He wanted a goat.
Good for you. So I'll continue with news for tonight from the Spongiston. There was an airplane that lost airplane did not land in Spongiston. People said, so we have no big airport, and Spongiston send very sorry to family who missed family on the plane.
I'm really sorry to hear that, Wahibi,
yes.
That the plane didn't land in Spongiston, so
no.
You couldn't retrofit it with nuclear devices and send it on its way again then. Oh, that's too bad.
Yes, very sad.
Yeah.
Spongiston loses many planes because they're, you know, kind of old, so we very sorry for family debt. Next issue, we did have a submarine land on the coast shore of Spongiston, yellow submarine, and yellow submarine land, and Captain Ringo Starman was a captain, and we impounded submarine.
Ah, amazing. I used to live in one of those.
We all live in a yellow submarine. Is that right, Wahibu? Is that what they were singing?
So last news from Spongiston before questions is, I broke my yak bone and hurt my back. So my doctor Hussein Alki Polikvar said I will be okay in 2 weeks. And that is all from Spongiston.
Yes. Whoa. So are you in pain then, Mohamed? You're in pain?
I took a drink of the yak milk and honey fermented, and I'm okay.
Oh, that sounds serious, Wahibi. Can you tell us, please, where is your yak bone connected to?
Yak bone is connected to the neck bone. Everybody knows that, you stupid infidel.
It's connected to the neck bone, yes.
The yak bone is connected to the thigh
bone.
My goodness me, Wahibi, you've been in the wars. Well, not jihad, I mean, but you had been in the wars yourself this week then, yeah?
No, as the ambassador, I am given privilege, good treatment everywhere. Recently, I was in United Kingdom in a Lancaster house. They gave me, tried to give me that Johnny is walking liquor. I told them to, don't you try that.
The Johnny's walking liquor. Are you sure it's Johnny walking liquor? Was it, baby?
Well, at least you are all laughing now, and that is good for your Friday show.
Actually, baby, it's the Comedy Central show this evening, as you know. So yes, we do. We was a little bit serious some of the things we were discussing, but and you know we've got to thank you for calling in like you do on a Friday. We really do enjoy taking your calls, and you do sponge off us, and we too take it. But it's always good to hear you, the ambassador of Spongiston. You know, call in. So, yeah, I mean, would you not agree, guys? It's so good to have why you be calling in all that way from Spongiston. It's amazing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So, you know,
and,
it's really, really good Yeah, Wahibi, you called it in. We always like to have a weekly update on the situation in Spongistan. It's become quite important to all of us that we really look forward to you calling in on the Friday shows now. So, you know, it's just so good to have you here. So, thank you.
Well, good for you, Jeff, and I am glad too. And also, wait till you get a phone bill from Spongistan because I reverse charges every time.
Well, did you know what? I didn't think about that. I didn't really think about it. So I've got a big bill coming in from Spongistan then. Well, that's nothing new, because we're always getting bills from Spongistan. I mean, you sponge from us and we take it, don't we? Or we pay it. So I suppose it's nothing new then, is it, Tim?
Well, we certainly stand for it.
Yeah, we stand for it. That's the point. It's a play on words, Jeff. It's actually quite an amusing form of comedy. It's called a play on words.
Yes. And we do it so well I try to.
So that is all the news from Spongistan. I take a question from Wolf Lady, Red Thing, something. I do
lady.
A question.
Come on, Wolf Lady.
Where I go.
Come on, Wolf Lady.
Oh, well, Hobby, I just have one quick question for you, and that is, when are you going to have the yurt renovated so that maybe we can start coming for a visit and see you in your new cave digs?
Oh, yes, the yurt. I will be moving yurt to north side of the Spongistan, which is, you know, where all
Did
the...
you call that new
All the
new
ambassador
York?
Good people go.
Have you called that, renamed it New York? Was it New York, Wybie?
Jeff!
No, New York is next to Hoboken.
I was wondering about that because you say it's a new location, so I was wondering if you renamed it New York. But there you go.
Jeff, you get me one more time. That's too funny. So, hey, this is Wahabi here from Spongistan. Spongistan, we sponge from you and you stand for it, and we love you.
We
good night,
do.
EDL.
Good
hey,
night.
God
bless
you.
Good night, Wahabi.
Well, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, on a Friday evening that we get the gentleman from Spongistan call in. Well, let's get it right. Is it Wahibi, Wahubi, Wahubi? I always get it wrong, don't I, guys? Wahibi, isn't it, Kel?
It's Wahabi.
That's him as well. Yeah, his brother.
Yeah, Wahibi is his twin. There you go.
That's correct, yeah. Kel. But I'd like to say, ladies and gentlemen, I've just noted, well, a little while ago now, we've got our very own Tommy English. He's here. So, Tommy, good to have you on the show this evening, and I hope you are well.
Well,
hi, Tommy.
Hello, everybody. Right. I'm having a very interesting evening. I went to go see my grandma because she's moved to Arran, which is basically a small village outside of Hull, which makes up of about 20 houses and a shop. So I thought, well, I'll go down there. I get a bottle of Coke along the way. Starts off at this shop. Woman comes up to me. I've never seen you before. Are you local? I thought, oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Just the night before I was watching League of Gentlemen, so I thought, oh, God, just say yes. Oh, how long have you been here for? I just kind of ran out of the shock I was getting. I know what the locals are like. Well, so if you're not local, then you're basically scum, aren't you, to some people.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, so what do they call them? What do they call the outsiders in your area then, Tommy? Is it like Grockles? That they do in yeah, Grockles. Grockles.
What, if it was local, we just call them. There's too many of them.
But, hey, Gringo. Gringo.
Hey, Gringo. What are you doing here, Gringo?
Have we got a verdict on today's court case, guys? I haven't heard anything.
What's that? Oh, yeah, yeah. Sonny was telling us all about it.
Missed him.
Do you want to give Tommy an update, Sonny, if you're still there? Do you want to give Tommy an update?
Well, the update is, mate, I'm still here and I'm allowed to come to Peterborough. So I shall inform you on Peterborough because it's Comedy Central, so we're going to keep it off air, but I will see you and I will inform you and give you a little peck at Peterborough.
Oh, I'll get more than a peck. But since it's Comedy Central, and as we all know, I am here, let's start things off with a bit of comedy. What do you call a Muslim who owns 6 skirts?
What?
No, what?
A pimp.
What's that, sorry?
A pimp.
A pimp. I'm so lucky. Very good. Oh, yeah, I was going to say, as we've got our panel here, I've just noticed, my goodness me, the time's just flicked by. Could we take a quick break and then we can carry on with a little... some of the things we wanted to be discussing this evening. So I've just looked at the time, Phil. I just thought I'd get the problem when I call
back.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. You're due for a break, aren't you?
Yeah, I've just noticed the time. So it's just going so quick, this first hour, isn't it, Kel, you know?
It went right by.
Yeah, it was. But I'm so glad that we've got Sonny here this evening with us, and of course we've got Tommy as well, and we're fully complimented tonight, aren't we? The chat, you know, the studio, and of course I've got to give a mention to Sue from New Mexico, stoic listener to this show and to others and the work that she does. So it's a big salute to you, Sue, and I hope you're feeling much better than you was a little while ago. I hope you're on the mend and that, and we'll think about it. She does great works, doesn't she, Kel? She really does. So,
are you kidding? This lady works tirelessly getting the shows out there for everybody on EDL Radio. And I'm going to, on my show later on tonight, actually, Jeff and gentlemen, I'm going to do an homage to the, not only the EDL family, but I'm going to do an homage to the Blog Talk Radio family and incorporate Sue for that, because we are a family, and Sue is my sister. And what she does for all of us radio hosts here on Blog Talk Radio is instrumental in getting the programs out there. So, yeah, I would say that Sue is definitely one of my peeps, one of our peeps.
Yeah, one of our warrior queens, as you would call her.
She's an angel.
She's one of our
She's an angel.
Yeah. But look,
but anyway,
you need to
take as I say, I do need to take that. I just hope that, Kel, that I don't get the problem. I had to call back in 3 times last night. And I have to reconnect, we get it straight back. But I'm going to leave it in all of your capable hands. And I'm sure you've got something lined up for this evening.
I do. As a matter of fact, I have Frank's song that I promised him I would load into the studio, and I'm going to play that. But you know what? We are talking about rather serious issues, but you know what, gentlemen, and Sonny in particular, this is for you as well. And we'll see everybody back here in 3 minutes.
Cheer up, Brian. You know what they say? Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And always look on the bright side of life.
come on.
Always look on the right side of life. For life is quite absurd, and death the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death.
Just
before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's the laugh and death's the joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show. Keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Come on, don't you have
to. Always look on the right side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
First thing that we see, you know.
Always look on the right side of life.
What you got to lose, you know? Come from nothing, you know what I say?
Oh,
cheer up, you old bugger. Come on, give us a grin. There you
life.
Are. See? The end of the film. Incidentally, this record's available
always
in the foyer.
Right.
Someone's got to live as well,
life.
You know? What do you think pays for all this rubbish?
Always
I'm
going to
make the money back, you know? I told him. I said to him, Bernie, I said, they'll never make that money back.
Well, there you go.
And that is for Frank and especially for Sunny today. And, Jeff, you have quite the full chat room going on here. This is unbelievable. You also have quite the full studio. And there's you and there's me and there's Tim and there's Sunny and there's Tommy. And there is Sweet Sue from New Mexico. But in the chat room, Jeff, oh, my goodness, Agador, Bigfoot, Kath. Daz, EDL, Eric, Kyle, numerous guests, Spikes,
wow.
And Zach Paisley are gracing our pages.
Zach,
and
Zach.
Also want to say thank you to Stanger, who was here earlier but had to leave.
Oh, wow. Well, as I say, once again, we got a full complement of great people in the chat room this evening. Good to see you guys. And thank you for being here. And
oh, and you know what, though? There's one person in particular I really want to point out, and that's Eric Kyle. I kind of left him out on purpose because I wanted to give Eric honorable mention because Eric actually helped me put my slides together for my show a few weeks ago. He sent me some beautiful slides to incorporate on the Red Fox Blogger. So, Eric, you're a standalone, and thank you, Eric, for all you do.
Absolutely. Stoke were absolutely fantastic. I'd like to thank everybody, though, that's, you know, the links and the chat that goes on. It's always interesting. Sometimes the chat goes so quick. We it's hard to keep up, isn't it?
I know.
It just flies by. But it's really good. And I mustn't forget, of course, all the listeners out there as well listening to the show. I hope you're enjoying the show this evening. Yeah, we did start off, as I say, it was good to have Tommy Sonny come in and explain a little bit of what was going on in the court. And what's really pissed me off is that they're being harassed by the Muslims in the court. That's really annoyed me, Kel. That they even have, you know, pressure put on them, even in the courts and the police, you know, rather move them, you know, the Patriots on than actually confront those people that were causing the breach of the peace. Absolutely incredible, isn't it? And this is happening, ladies and gentlemen, this is happening in the United Kingdom. Could you believe it? But that is the case. We're seeing some really weird things that's going on in this country.
Yeah.
This is all the things that's wrong. We're seeing before us, and But thank you, Sonny, for informing us exactly what went on and on today. And and again, I've got to thank Tim for bringing the sandwiches and the tea and the coffee. He did. That was absolutely fantastic. And it was great to see the pictures, wasn't it, Kel? It was good to see the pictures of the... and everybody seemed quite happy.
Oh, my God. You know you're getting old when the dude that turns you on is the one with the silver hair?
Hey!
That's
what I like to hear.
He's blushing now.
Yes, you've got to be over 18 for the past half an hour, half nine, Matt. It gets a little blue.
Actually, if everybody goes up and looks into the show notes and look at the pictures, I've got pictures for all of us tonight. Of course, I've got a picture of Jeff, and I've got a picture of myself. I am wearing a Red Fox ball gown, and my truncheon is slung over my shoulder, so you guys can see that. I have a picture of Tim sporting a beautiful pink tutu, and I have the most beautiful photo of Sonny and Tommy.
He looks big and fat on that one, Kel. Tim looks big and fat.
Oh, he's
on
getting
that.
More slinky. But I like the one of Sonny and Tommy, and there are two little piggies swimming across the river to get to the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, once again, a great slide. So, guys, you get a chance to look at the slides. I'm sure some of the things you'll have a little chuckle to, because Kel, I don't know, she just puts them together and it always comes up with the good thing. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, but I'm still waiting for something to top you singing "England Till I Die" at Birmingham.
Oh, my.
England till I die. I'm England till I die.
I know I am. I'm sure I am. I'm England till I die.
I'm never going to live it down, am I, son? I'm never going to live it.
That was so funny.
That's Debbie caught me unawares. She's giving it a large one, aren't I?
Yeah, but I got you at Norwich as well, young man.
Oh, my goodness me. Yes, I know. I know. And I'm blushing again.
I noticed we're going to keep an eye on it, so he might be able to make the trip for Peterborough. Are you feeling any better?
Well, we'll see, Tommy. I've been really at too much of late. I can't make any sort of... I can't be out too long these days. That's the trouble, you know. I just get so exhausted very quick. But Sam, put it this way, I have been thinking about it seriously, so I might be in touch with one of my lads, and you never know, you might see me there. You never know, mate. I might just do it out of the blue.
A picture of Jeff holding the banner saying, "Stop the racist EDL," thinking I'm in the wrong process.
Well,
you know what?
Don't forget, I lived at Peterborough for a while, Tommy, Sonny, and Tim. I lived there for about 14, 15 months, but the part that I lived was a bit on the rough side. But I do know Peterborough very well. Part of the town was pretty bad then. That was going back quite a few years ago now. But I know it has sort of deteriorated over the time, and the cases that we've been hearing coming out are there as well. But it's be strange to go back there, because I've been back there for a little while, you know. So who can tell? There's a possibility.
Yeah.
We shall see. We shall see. I might get in touch with Dave and see if we can work something out, mate. Yeah.
That would be wonderful if you could do that. And you know what, Jeff? You have so much support on this radio program, because guess who else just joined us? And that is our beautiful Army of British News.
Oh, I just got a little message. Army, good to see you back, and I hope you're okay. He's saying to me he's been busy, and we understand that, the Army, but it's always great to see you in the chat room and that, and good to have you back. So, there you go. So, what was we going to be discussing tonight, Kel? We did discuss a few things yesterday that we was going to be talking about tonight. the importance of next week's demonstration.
Next week. No, you'll get me all fired up.
I know. And as we say, we wanted to build this up. We want the safety thing going in, because people need to go in, be there at that time, the allocated time, do your demonstration, and all come out add together. Because we don't want. I hate hearing that some of our people have been hurt. They've been sort of been left behind and trying to keep up. And we've got a group of these people attack them and. You know, we see that before, didn't we, with that young lad in the park. He got a right eye, didn't he, did. We don't want to see that. Cause it is very, you know, you hurt one of us, you hurt all of us. That's what we say, isn't it, Tom and Sonny?
I think Walthamster and Walsall were the worst ones for the injuries.
That's the one that I was trying to think of early, and it totally went over the top of my head, you know, the name. But I was saying there, the way that the police actually stood in front of you, Tommy, and the Patriots and that, and they were surging, wasn't they? They kept attacking and going for headshots. They was going in hard, trying to get to Tommy Robinson, wasn't it? Trying to get to Tommy and Kev. And of course, you guys just linked arms. Even, ladies and gentlemen, we said this before, but there was even a little kids there linking arms with our members trying to stop this surge of attacks by the police. And not just from the police, but from the UAF and, of course, the Muslims that was at the back of them. They just turned their backs on them and just waded into our lads. And that's what I was trying to say. And I couldn't think of the name of it, Tom, because, as I said before, ladies and gentlemen, Tommy got injured in that one, didn't you, Tom? You got hurt that one.
I had the back of my head done. I had my back of my shoulders done. Came back, had my head bandaged up. I couldn't sleep. I could not sleep for about 3 weeks. It was like a fall asleep, you roll over and you sleep, it just wake you up. That was it.
Well, that was the one that Kel, you remember that, Kel, how worried
I sure do. And I was saying to Tommy, you get yourself to the hospital right now.
We checked out, didn't we? That's what you said.
Oh, yeah. Because, and it's a good thing we did, Tommy, because you were injured more than you even suspected yourself. So it's a good thing that you went to the Emerge and got yourself checked out, because it was the damages were more serious than we all initially thought, Tommy.
And you saved my life, Kel. I'm Poppy and Sue. And
I'm your EDL mama. It's my job, honey.
Yeah, well, don't forget Walthamstow as well. 7 hours. 7 hours on that street.
Oh, gosh, yeah, that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
That were awful, that one. Do you know what, guys? For those of you who don't remember Walthamstow, or if you're new to the show, 7 hours, absolutely surrounded by UAF, MDL, Antifa. Police say, we can't let you go because they will kill you.
Yeah.
And yet, who gets arrested? Mm. We're the ones who get arrested. And I'm the one who gets dropped off around the corner from the East London Mosque.
Yes, that's right. Mm.
Say something, guys. If there's one time I've been scared, that's it.
Let's not forget about, was it that one? Where was the one where the coach was actually ambushed and one of our angels? No, that was the Tower of Hamlets, wasn't it? The first Tower of Hamlets, wasn't it? The ambush that was set up because the coach had broke down. The coach broke down and it needed to be repaired. And the time it got underway, the police sent it down another area, and it was just being bombarded from bridges above. People were dropping things on the coach. It was totally wrecked, wasn't it? Do you remember, Kel, we said about it? It was totally wrecked. They totally wrecked it, and a lot of our lads are lucky they got away with their lives. That's how bad it was. That part of the area was really hardcore of Islamists, you know, really the ones you want to cut your head off there, that, you know, and they were stuck right in the middle of that lot, and the grace of God go I, thank goodness that they've all finally got away, but one of our angels, I think she had a jaw broke, didn't she, Kel? She did have a jaw broke, didn't she? Quite badly beaten, but the police rescued her. They finally come in and rescued her. But she took a right hiding off of these people. And one of them, and we got to say that, wasn't it? The first kick of that young lady that was on the floor, got kicked in the face, listen to this, guys, by a UAF. A white UAF with a big pair of boots on, ran up and kicked her straight in the face. What a cowardly act.
And don't forget as well, guys, he went on YouTube and started saying how he was glad he did it, didn't he? Do you remember? He said,
yes.
Oh, this awful, horrible woman got off the bus and I just belted her right in the face with our boots and all that. And he's basically, was he arrested for it, even though he openly admitted to doing it?
Well,
of course he was.
Actually, he was quite frightened because there were so many people was up in arms about it. I don't know exactly what happened. I think he was done for it, actually. I think he was. Because it was so bad. But that's the thing that some of our Patriots have got to put up with. Sagador says, yeah, but the EDL was supposedly, we're supposed to be the fascists. You believe it, guys. And you see the way it works, that we're nothing like what they tried to portray us. It does seem like there is David Cameron's boot boys. I call them these boot boys because that's what it feels like, doesn't it? He gives them money, supports this UAF scumbags, and they are the fascists. As Winston Churchill once said, and I think you would back me up on that, Sim and Tommy, Sonny, that the latter day fascists will be called themselves the anti-fascists. I think that's something that our very own Winston Churchill once said, going back a long time ago now, and that has come to. That has come to pass, isn't it? That is what we see before us.
Well, Churchill's right about everything. He said, if we don't stop Hitler, there'll be a world war. Oh, no, there won't be a world war, because Nazism is peaceful. Hi-ho. 60 million people died in the space of 6 years.
Yeah,
so
there's something I want to put out there for discussion, if I can. If you look at the UAS banner, the most popular one, which is Stop the Racist EDL. Now, if you look at the top of that, it says, we are black, white, and Asian. Now, the words we are black and Asian are in capital letters, but the word white is in lowercase. So basically, if you stand from far, all you see is we are black and Asian. Well, basically, why is it that black and Asian are in capitals and underlined, but white is only in a lower font, without the cap locks on?
That's a very interesting point.
You can have a look
there.
At the banner, guys. Just look it up for yourself.
Yes. Yeah. It's food for thought, isn't it, Tommy? It certainly is, mate. But that's what we discuss all the time about the way that the situation is. But so I was just trying to read in the chat room as well. Some great comments. It goes on in the chat room, isn't there, Kel? I forgot what I was going to say now. My mind. I've got a Muslim moment. I was going to say something, and it totally. I'm not having a blonde moment. I'm having a Muslim moment, or a brain fart. Whatever.
You have an Islamic moment. Oh, my God. I think I might know what's going on here. I'm not too sure what's going on here, but I don't know. Maybe this guy is running around again. Hang on. Yeah, he's around. This is why, Jeff.
Silence! I kill you!
There you go. Don't worry, Jeff. Carry on.
Throw that boy's pajamas. Help.
Get out. Ahmed.
Exactly.
Get out and quit eating our biscuits. There, I think I got rid of him.
Oh, great. Now the studio smells of curry.
Yeah, that's the problem, Tommy, isn't it? My goodness me. He's got a bloody fumigator when he runs in. He limboed. What do you think about it? He's limboed in, didn't he? He limboed under the bloody door. I don't know how he does it. Gets really low, as low as you can get. Well, as low as a Muslim can get. How low can a Muslim get? Well, just read some of the things that they
do you
get
know,
up through. That's how low they
get. I can just imagine that a Muslim game of limbo. How low can you go, racist?
So many jokes in there. Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly. But what I was going to say, ladies and gentlemen, if anything what we've been discussing, especially the proceedings today with Sunny, maybe you'd like to call in and, you know, maybe there's a few things maybe you want to speak to Tommy or Sunny or Tim or Kel or myself, some of the things about the show this evening, or
Wahibi
had to say.
I just had a private conversation with Sunny, and he said to thank you very much, everybody, for our support in helping him getting through this, but he had to leave Jeff because he had to take care of some business.
No problem. It was just good that he's had a busy day, and I know he travelled quite a distance and travelling back, and it was great to have him on the show this season and giving us a little bit of debriefing of how things went for the day. And
this is a need-to-know thing. There is a flash demonstration tomorrow in a particular area to go and counter the Socialist Workers' Party. Now, I can't say too much on where because they aren't expecting, because they're having a day of action tomorrow around a particular region. So basically, I'll be on Sunday, I'll be able to give you a bit more detail then. But there is a flash demo, so about 20 of us are going to go down and basically say to them, give them a big hello. Surprise!
Yes. Yeah, well, as I say, we do like to hear about the flash demonstration, but maybe we'll have a little bit of a debriefing after the event, Tommy, because we don't want to give out too much information, because as we know, we've got some of those little scumbags that listen to the show, and we don't want to point them in the right direction, do we?
It's okay. I'm pretty sure Tim hung a bar of soap on the door studio today, so I think that's basically keeping him away.
Yes.
Oopsie.
Yes, yeah. I thought the soap was a good move. Yes, that would definitely.
Well done.
And just Dove soap as well, the nice one.
Only the best. Only the best.
Only the one.
Yeah. Your views of what you saw today, and you can talk about the, you know, Tom Sunny done his debriefing today. Did tonight, but your views as a, you know, looking in. Of the way you thought proceedings went yourself, your own perspective, if you know what I mean, Tim.
As Sunny said, I was quite taken aback by the fact that prosecuting counsel would try and slip in a racial charge on top of the violent disorder charge in order to increase the severity of the possible punishment, just to slip it in an underhand way. I mean, it's just not what I would have expected in a British court of law. I mean, it was great that the guy sitting at the back of the court spotted it, caught it, pointed it out to the appropriate people, and made sure that it didn't end up on the charge sheet for when they went up to Crown Court. But I would have thought that somebody trying a move like that would have been very firmly slapped down by the magistrates for even attempting to do it. But that didn't happen. And,
that didn't happen, and I'm very surprised.
No. And
because if you're trying to do that and to create a severity more, you know, they should have been, you know, admonished by the magistrate that's inappropriate to try to make the charge more severe than what it is. Very disappointed in the way that magistrates work today. Just goes to show you that they are gripped by political correctness and that, doesn't it? That's the way it seems to me.
I certainly think that if the defence counsel had tried to say, well, of course, the charge today against these lads should be downgraded from violent disorder to a little bit of pushing and shoving, you know, they wouldn't have stood for it, and somebody would have been severely reprimanded for even suggesting it. But if prosecuting counsel tries something to go the other way, and it just gets overlooked, you know, I mean, I would have thought that there would have been something in the court procedures which would very swiftly mean that anybody trying something like that to alter the severity of the charge, which would effectively, I mean, Sonny said that there was an order of magnitude difference between ordinary violent disorder and violent disorder with a racial aspect. Now, exactly what that difference is, I don't know. I don't have a legal manual in front of me, but it wouldn't surprise me. Say for example, if there was a range of punishments, I don't know, 2 to 5 years or whatever for ordinary violent disorder, it wouldn't surprise me at all if there was a racial aspect to it, that was, you know, at least doubled. And for somebody to try and slip that in, where you could severely affect somebody's life just on a little sleight of hand, and for that to go unpunished, seems to me to be entirely wrong. And
I mean,
I'd be very interested if there's anybody else who could throw a little extra light on that in terms of legal procedures, who might be listening at the moment. I mean, I'm going to have a very similar thing in my court appearance on the 8th of April. I don't want to say too much, but on the police statement that was used as the basis of my charge, there was something that was very interesting on the police statement, which I only discovered about 3 months after the event, because I didn't have all the paperwork in front of me. And then when I was presented with the paperwork, I realised that something that had been said on the police statement that was used as the basis to calculate the charge with which I was eventually charged was completely wrong. It was a lie, and it was a deliberate lie that was designed to materially and directly affect the severity of the charge against me. Now, when I mentioned this to my solicitor, he said, well, that's interesting, he said. Do you want to bring it up in court? And I said, do I want to bring it up in court? I said, does a polar bear shit in the woods? Does a fox swim?
No, they don't.
No, they don't, do they? Not polar bears, brown bears. Well, anyway, you know what I mean. With
grizzly
that.
Bears.
Grizzly bears, yeah. All right, forget the polar bear bit, all right? do I want to bring it up? Well, yes, please, I think I do. And he says, right, well, we'll make sure that you have the opportunity to do that. And if it is brought up, I would expect the person who caused that lie to appear in the police statement would at least be facing a charge of perverting the course of justice, or conspiracy or attempt or whatever it is to pervert the course of justice. Now, I don't want to add too much to it at this point, because I'm going to keep the details as a little surprise for when the court date comes round. But I am not going to let that pass. And if somebody lies on their police statement in order to get me facing a charge that would be more severe than it otherwise would have been, I'm going to make damn sure there are going to be consequences for it. Or at least I'm going to bring it up. And I'm going to bring it up while I'm under oath in court. And I'm going to make sure the magistrates understand that I'm doing it under oath, so there can be no misunderstanding about the fact that I am telling the truth about it. I'm going to make a point of saying I'm bringing this up while I'm under oath. And while I don't
I just get the impression that you are really relishing the...
I'm looking forward to my day.
I know, because at the beginning you felt a bit, wasn't too sure, but as time's gone by, and to know the support that you've had with people all right around the globe that's been supporting you, it spurred you on. And it's just that I just feel you've got that thing spring in your step about you want to get it on, right? You know, so you want to get it on, and because it's going to be, I think it's going to be a very, very, very interesting, you know, the proceedings, but the outcome of what does occur from the actual charge and the way that you're going to be represented, and you're going to have some special guests that's going to come on to represent you for different aspects of where Islam's concerned.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I mean, I've got an expert witness. I've also got a character witness who will have something to say about the subject of the person who's caused this charge to appear. I'm not going to say too much before the day because I don't want the person concerned to be able to to mount an effective. We all know who we're talking about here, but what I don't want to do is to give him the opportunity to go and, I mean, he knows what he's done, all right, and I am going to make sure he is called to account for it. And I'm not going to say any more than that before the day, but on the day, I am going to make absolutely sure that everybody understands that he's not only a fraud and a cheat, but he's also a liar who will say anything to get his way. And once that becomes apparent, I'm rather hoping that the outcome will be somewhat different from what he hoped it would be. But
I hope you don't mind me. I'm just going to interject because we've got a couple of comments there from some of our lads in the chat room, and we've got Spike saying it would be a travesty or a sham, and a sham of travesty if Tim or Sonny were convicted. And I've got Daz EDL saying good luck, Tim, for your day in court, mate. So there you go, and then that's the support that you'll get from the chat room, and as I say, Sonny and anybody that's been involved with some of this travesty. As I say, it's a travesty of justice. It doesn't. These cases shouldn't be brought to court, as far as I'm concerned. It's just a waste of taxpayers' money. I do believe that, Tim. I really do. But I was going to say to him, maybe we can carry on in a little bit. But I wanted to pass the mic to Kel. Just for this moment, so I've just come to the top of the hour, and something that we wanted to do. So I hope you can hold stuff for the moment, Tim, and when we'll continue in a short while. But I want to pass it to Kel. Kel, you're right, love.
Thank you, Jeffy. You know what, ladies and gentlemen, we have been listening to Sonny and Tommy and Tim. Everything these gentlemen are going through, it's so totally unfair. I am absolutely furious. This is why I started the mug campaign for Tim Burton, Free the Birmingham One. And, you know, if you listen to Tim and myself on Monday afternoons at Red Fox Blogger Radio, call in and win yourself a mug. It's beautiful and it's immortal, and it'll be worth millions down the road. But you know what? There's a lot of people out there helping each other in which we are finding ourselves in situations of crisis. But you know what? You're not alone because you have us. There's a person out there that also supports the EDL, and this gentleman is probably one of our unsung heroes, but he puts a lot of work into what he does to support EDL Radio. And, of course, that is Martin Hythe. And Martin Hythe made this for us. And I'm going to play it, Jeff, and it's 3 minutes long, folks. So, Jeff, hey, run and go refresh your tea, baby.
Bless you, Kel.
Run along, Jeff. Run along now.
Over 70 years ago, an evil supremacist ideology spread across the whole of Europe, bringing with it death and destruction. The towns and cities of Britain and Europe burned, and millions of people died in the fight to make Europe a peaceful and tolerant place. But because of the mistakes made by our politicians, our tolerance is now being used against us by a new invading army. An army that, with the help of Britain's weak, greedy and stupid government, is now gaining ground in this country because of the inability to deal with this threat by politicians from all three main political parties. This evil ideology is now creeping across this country, and it must be taught that unlike our politicians, the people of Britain will never surrender. During the Cold War years, the British people faced complete and utter destruction, the death of every man, woman and child in this country, and we still said no to evil. We will never surrender to an ideology that tells its followers to slay the infidels wherever you find them and take them captive. Kill any infidels who fall under your power and fight with the infidels until there are no more. Our enemies think they know the British people, but they don't. They only know the greed, lies and stupidity of our politicians. Read the history of the British people and you will know who we are. Because these men are our fathers, our grandfathers and our great-grandfathers. And all throughout our history, millions of them have stood up to defend this country against evil. Our country, our culture, and our families are our religion. And although we may be governed by cowards and fools today, tomorrow will be different. And together, with your help, we can make tomorrow today. Listening to the English Defence League radio show, the official voice of the English Defence League. Live broadcasts on Thursdays, Fridays and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. GMT and 3:30 p.m. EDT. And all our previous shows are available in the Blog Talk Radio archive. EDL Radio.
Wow.
Sorry, Jeff, I cut you off there.
No, actually, that was bang on what you did there, Kel. It's great. So, what can we say? Martin Hyde, what a great, great guy. He, the great videos that he makes, and I'm in awe of the gentleman. He works tirelessly on our behalf, putting these videos together, and they're so good. Guys, you get a chance, and maybe you haven't seen any of Martin Hyde's videos, you have been missing out, because he's made some great videos over the time, and as I say, he's doing some absolutely phenomenal work on behalf of the radio show as well. So a big salute to Martin. Keep doing
I'll
what you're doing,
as
bro.
Well. Have you seen what he labels his videos? He'll put the same video on YouTube, so EDL smash UAF, and you'll watch it, and it's just the same video again, because people won't watch the promo. They'll watch, oh look, EDL fighting UAF, when they click on it, they're in for a shock, so it'll say, stop Muslim paedophile gang, stop female genital mutilation, join the EDL now. They're in for a shock.
Yeah, it's a psychological, it's a good way, using the psyche of people. That's how you do things. It's using the psyche. I think, Tim, don't you think that's a great idea, what that Martin does that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do indeed. Martin does definitely have a talent for that, and when you hear something, it's got the unmistakable Martin Hyde feel to it, and it does appeal to something very deep in you. It's not just a little bit of anodyne music.
No.
And, you know, meaningless words. You know, it really does sort of appeal
to
your heart.
The ancestral in us, doesn't it? Well, our ancestors, you know.
Oh, that's right. It makes you want to pick
the days, Tim.
That's right. It makes you want to pick up a meat cleaver and go and visit a mosque, you know. So
No, we mustn't say things like that, Tim.
Well, only to carve your initials in the door with, of course, just to let them know you were there.
You can get done for that. We've got people that are still serving time
for spray painting a poppy on a mosque wall. We've got to be very careful because that is the case. The state of affairs is, you know, these Muslims, they go burn their poppies and get stupid fines. But a patriot, anybody like, you know, like ourselves that would do anything very similar, maybe spray paint, you know that you end up doing probably a couple of years in prison. That's wrong.
I'm muting myself because I'm going to start swearing. Hang on.
Swear, Kel. Go on. Go for it, Kel.
I saw right in my head. Oh, my God, I can't believe this. My God, a poppy, that's it. What? Okay, I'm done.
Well, that was a short, sharp shot. Now, I thought he was going to bang the table around with that truncheon or zapping. There you go. And we needed that, Kel. But no, that is the case, though, and it does make us so angry the way that justice is dished out to true patriots, and the way that it's they don't seem to get the justice like what you know a patriot is in this country. It's so strange, but as I say, being a patriot is a lonely place, and we understand that. But it doesn't stop us. All it does is strengthen our resolve, doesn't it, Tim? Tommy,
I've just received some news, not to end the show on a sad note, really, but Peter in Southampton Division has passed away. He's passed away today.
Oh, my God, it's me. Just lately, all I've got to say for the people from Southampton, is it Southampton, did you say?
Southampton,
Tom?
Yeah.
Yeah. What can I say? I'm in a little bit of shock. We've lost a few patriots, and this is another one of our patriots that sadly passed away. All our thoughts and prayers go out to the friends and family of Pete from Southampton, and be sadly missed. And we won't forget you, Pete. You know, for what you did and being a patriot, and it's all so sad. It's always hard to say exactly. You know, what's on your mind when you hear, you know, this has come out of the blue that we've lost another patriot. But they'll never be forgot, will they, Tom? They'll never be forgot. We will.
Oh,
you know what, guys? We said this before, Kel. Well, I've spoke to you about it. We need to have a day, one show that we can, you know, we can salute all of our fallen, you know, the patriots that's gone before us. And maybe we can put a show together to pay them a big respect for all the work that they did when they was in this earth. So it's just us showing that we'll put something together, won't we, Kel, Tim, Sonny? We'll do something. We've got to have a Patriots Day. We've got to do something for them lads. And we've lost some lasses as well on the way as well. We mustn't forget that we've lost some ladies as well, some of our angels. Maybe we'll put a special day by. I've talked about this before, going back a little while ago, ladies and gentlemen, but I do believe that it is called for because we've lost a lot of good people, really, really good people who was probably looked down on us and salute us and tell us to keep going. You know what I mean? And because that's the sort of people, most of the people I've met, and same as you, tell me. And we've met some great people. And what can you say? When you lose one of our... It's like losing one of your family, isn't it, Tom? You know it. Mm. I mean, we lost one of our lads a couple of years ago. He was very... Yeah. He was the one who pushed you up the front and said, Tommy, that should be rightful place.
Yeah,
I
got
up, don't stand back. Yes.
Oh, God, that's enough.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. He will never be forgotten in our eyes. The character of the people, the person, they'll never be forgot, and we won't never be forgot. So I think that we should, you know, have an anniversary, something like that, for every patriot that we've lost over the years, over 5 years. You know, the English Defence League's been around, and we've lost quite a few in that time. So maybe we'll. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get together, won't we, Tommy and Tim and of course Cal, and we'll get together with a few other people, Glenn, and we're going to have a day. We'll put a day together, and we will have one show, and that will be, we'll have that show every year. So there you go. I've made the decision, Cal.
Your show, your rules. I am your servant. Anything you want, Jeff, you've got it, baby.
No, we're a team. We're a great team. Every one of us. We're all, you know, there's no such thing as bosses and things like that. We're all equal, and we all play a big part in keeping the show going well as it does.
Oh, Jeff just cannot stand it when I call him boss. But you know what? He is. I mean, he is my boss. I'm sorry, but everything I do, I have to defer through him. It's his show. And even the slides, I need his pre-approval. He says, you don't need to get my approval all the time, Cal. It's like, well, no. I mean, I need your pre-approval. What do you think of this shot? What do you think of this shot? What do you think of this shot? What do you think of this song?
And they're
all respect.
That's the thing
Jeff,
about it, guys.
Yeah, I drive Jeff absolutely crazy. But, yeah. Okay, boss, I'll shut up now.
Jeff, because it'll be a few more years till all the young children are getting told in UK schools that the man has more brain cells than the woman is half of a man. Basically, that's three, and if Kel's there, then basically we outnumber her.
Because I'm not telling on Kel now.
What
is that, Tommy?
Oh, no, but I think that's a brilliant idea, Jeff and Tommy and Tim, and that we do something like that. I think that would be very, very nice. So
yeah,
when,
we spend a little bit of time working on something, and maybe we'll play a few tunes, and we'll say a couple of things about certain people that's gone before us. And so, yeah, maybe we'll do something like that. I haven't got anything. It's just in me mind that I've been thinking about it for a little while, because... it just seems lately that we've lost some great people, haven't we, guys? That's the trouble.
Yeah.
And it's all so sad. But the fight goes on. They would expect us to carry the fight forward, wouldn't they, you know? And
Tony Benn, who was a leading UIF member, he died the other day. And me being the... You know, it's like some EDL as well. They even put, you know, might not have had the same view, but, you know, even thoughts of your friends and family and that, but they just come at you with, oh, we don't want your condescending racist and all that. Like, you can't even be nice to them.
Well, you know, that's the type of people that you know, you can't really talk to them anyway, Tom. They totally hate us, everything we stand for, you know, but feelings are mutual, but we respect people, you know, people pass away. We respect that's a life. That's a life that's come from this world, isn't it? And we do respect people, you know, and that's the problem. These people don't. They'd rather slag us off, say this. We don't. You say anything. You know, blah blah blah. But that's the character of the beast, isn't it, Tom? That's what we get. But I was going to say. What was I going to say, Kel? My mind's got to go.
Don't worry, honey. I'm taking notes here for you. I don't know what were you going to say. I'm good, but not that good.
I haven't done this evening, and we are running. We've got probably just
the phone number.
You got it, Kel. You know, we must get a little jingle. I'm going to see if we can have a chat to someone about maybe getting a little jingle or, I don't know, something that we just play now and again. Put something together, can't we, Carl? That'd be nice.
Oh, we can get something together. Yeah, I'm not too sure. EDL jingle. You know what, with the phone number. Yeah, that's a good idea. You know what? I can get Martin on that because... you know, I
ring,
send Martin
ring,
flowers
Tim,
and candy,
like
and I bribe him.
Ring, like what Tim's got, like ring, ring, answer the phone, infidel.
Infidel phone ringing. Oh, answer the phone before it blows up.
That was very convincing.
It
really was.
Answer the phone, infidel. It might be a lie calling.
Tim, you've got it off to a tree, brother. What do we say about it, Tim? He's a man of talents, isn't he? Tommy, did you hear Tim the other night? He was playing the guitar. What was that, the tune that you was playing? Give us that old...
There was two. There was the dodgy fatwa tune, which
that's
I know
it,
Tom has heard. But I also had another one which I played in archive, which was called "It's Hard Being a Suicide Bomb Instructor," and that seemed to go down.
I've heard that one. Yeah.
Oh, you're a man of many talents, Tim. It's great that you've got things going through your head, and I know you're working on a new project as well, aren't you? You definitely
I've got a couple of projects. There's one which is a little bit more serious, which is to do with Christian persecution, and it's a song that I wrote after I spoke. Yeah. Well, me and Kel, we had Bill Warner on. We interviewed Bill Warner on Freedom Loving Infidels, and
very good show that was as well.
And well, he's got this project called Voice for the Voiceless, and it's Kel's got some links, I think, for it. But it's a really worthwhile project and well worth following up on. But I wrote this song, and I thought it would be great if I could get Kel as a lead singer on this particular piece of music. But we haven't recorded it to MP3 yet. But that's one of the projects that we're working on. And I've also got another little project. Did you remember the monologue that I did, which is the flight, Muhammad's flight from Mecca to Medina via Blackpool? Well, I've got another little project on the go. Very similar like that. It's a monologue, and it's all to do with Muhammad's first revelation. But the thing is, while I've been constructing it, Mike Holt of Restore Australia has rather stolen my thunder, because he's been doing a similar thing, unbeknownst to me, and he about with Mighty Mo, and he has Mighty Mo. Mighty Mo! He has Mighty Mo on his show on Wednesdays. So I'm going to have to be very careful not to tread on Mike's toes when I finally produce this little piece of work. But yeah, I've got a couple of songs on the go, and I've got that on the go.
Brilliant.
This thing with Voices for the Voiceless. So yeah, I mean, as and when they're ready,
they're ready for come on and do a little rundown of some of the things we're working on, and you know our listeners love it, so because it was great the other night, wasn't it? It was really fun. That was, and we had Kel singing as well, didn't we, Kel? That was great.
Oh yeah.
I'm sure our listeners loved all that. That's what it's all about. But I was going to say, do you know what?
You're the new Citizen Steve, when you think about it.
What's that, sorry?
You're the new Citizen Steve.
He certainly is, isn't he?
Tell me about Steve.
We've got some tunes by Citizen Steve.
Farewell, my England, so long, my old friend. Your days are numbered, they're coming to an end.
Scottish or Irish, that is fine. When I'm out performing, I actually do some Irish and Scottish folk music, and I'm working on some English folk music from the 18th century at the moment, but it's not quite ready for public consumption, but when it is, you'll be the first to hear it.
Well, we look forward to that, Tim, we really do, and... So there you go, something that's very near future. I know he's working tirelessly to try to get his projects together, haven't you, mate? So,
yeah.
But What I was going to say, as I say, we're down to the, probably about 5 or 6 minutes. I'm just trying, about 6 minutes. But once again, I've got to thank Kel for the great slides. I've been doing a great producer's job this evening, as you normally do, Kel. And, of course, I've got to thank Sunny,
who
had quite a busy day. And it was great to see the picture. I've got to say to him, it was great to see the pictures of you and Sunny and some of our other lads and lasses there. So that was a great picture. That's one for that we put in our...
Are you wearing combat trousers, Tim?
Yeah, they're combats. And the thing was, Tommy, I've also got, although you can't see it very clearly in that picture, I've also got an Israeli Defence Force T-shirt, a Special Forces T-shirt.
Yes,
and that
I recognised that.
A few eyebrows as well amongst the cultural enrichers when I was walking around the court. So
Tommy, but we have got, I'm going to take this caller because he's a good friend of ours, and I'm going to take him quickly, and then maybe we'll continue into the archive session. And that's, of course, Agador. He's got a question that he wants to ask. Agador, you're live. Go ahead, brother. We've only got about 5 minutes part of the show, but go ahead, brother. It's good to have you here this evening.
Jeff, Tim, Tom, and Kel. I won't ask you what time it is, but... Yeah, it's great to talk to you. No, I just wanted to call in so that I could hear the archives and, stick the horn in a little bit. I'm going to want a lot of what Sonny had to say for a future show because I really want, I really want my American friends to understand, you know, what's there and what's coming here within the next few years. Because there's a little bit of a problem that some of us now have with the way some of our own police are being heavy-handed in general. And if you put the power of money and political correctness behind it, it could be a very bad situation here too. It's bad enough over there and it needs to change there. And I want to try and change it here before it gets this bad here.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, I maybe... Kel, I was going to say, Kel, your show, when does that start? Is that starting about half hour from now?
Yeah, it starts in 33 minutes, but that's okay. I'm all good. I'm ready to go. I'm going on a rant again tonight, so, you know.
Well done. So we all look forward to that. But because, as I say, we still can take a little time for us all to catch up with the times. They're a little bit out of sync at this moment. Agador, I'm sure that Sunny would be great to be on, say, one of your shows or something like that, and for some of the your friends to know exactly what's coming your way and the way that things are changing. As I say, we are right down to the mark at this moment. I've got to thank everybody for in the chat room this evening. I even had my dear old friend Zach, who plays a game with me. When I'm not on the show, when you're playing a game that I play, and he's a good buddy of mine. So good to see you, Zach. Thanks for tuning in and being in the chat and receiving. I hope you've enjoyed the show. And, of course, Tim, Tommy, and Sonny. And, of course, we've got Sue who's been here right from the beginning. And bless you, Sue. And so there you go from us all. As I say, we'll be back again Sunday. As I say, it should be... And I've just had that lady calling in my ear again, Kel, 90 seconds.
Oh, no, the English lady's here.
Yes, she's here again. So, anyway, guys, thank you all so much for contributing to the show this evening. And thanks, Agador. Hopefully we can have a little bit of the archives because Kel's got to leave. Because she's got her own show to do as well. Bless her, she's so busy. So, anyway... Yeah, I've got 60 seconds. So for myself, from the team, from everybody associated with the English Defence League radio show, we're going to say take care, stay safe, God bless you all, and not forget, from myself and from the team, no surrender, no surrender ever. And with that,
no,
we're going
surrender.
Underground with...
EDL Radio Archive.
Well, there you go. And thank you once again, Martin, for that soundbite for the archive part of the show this evening. But you know what, guys? I'm not going to hang around too much tonight. And the reason being is, as we know, we got Kel's show at the top of the hour. So we'll have a quick archive session this evening. Maybe we'll have a longer one, because we had a great one the other night, didn't we? Which
oh,
almost
it was fantastic.
Went to, we almost
yeah.
went to another hour, didn't we, Kel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We, really pushed the envelope on Friday, or Thursday, rather. Yep, we sure did.
Yeah, almost a three-hour show, wasn't it, guys? So... but we've always, you know that, guys, we've always got so much to talk about, some of the issues, some of the things that's been going, especially what's been going on today. And I mean, you know that you're going to have a deep discussion about certain things. And but all I really wanted, it's a shame, really, because I'd love to have heard some of our callers call in and you know, their thoughts of... what's gone on today. I mean, I was really annoyed to find out that Sonny was and his family and a lot of our EDL members was being harassed by these Muslims, and the police basically stand there watching it going on and decided to have a go at our guys. Totally disgraceful. Shame to the British police treating people like that. It's so wrong, isn't it? But never mind. I mean, it's just one of these things that we expect now, don't we? One day there'll be a change, and maybe some of these the wrongs will be put to right. Would you not say, Tim? That maybe in the future we can put the wrongs to right.
Well, I mean, it certainly will happen at some point in the future, because this state of affairs can't go on forever. They can push and push and push so far. And we'll take it for so much, but eventually it will get to the point where something will have to give. And I don't think that it's going to be too long in the future. I'd say, you know, it might be as little as a year or 18 months, and we really are going to see a huge change in the way that people are responding to what is becoming almost a police state in this country. I'd never thought that I would say that about the country that I grew up in, but that's the way it's becoming. But it won't last forever, because there's only so far you can push, and there are.
Yeah.
I mean, although
you're
things,
like me, you're an optimist, aren't you? You look at things like I do in that way.
Oh yeah,
I'm an optimist.
I'm very optimistic with everything that I've said on previous shows about our ability to disseminate the information to like-minded patriots is far in excess of what our forefathers and ancestors had available to them. So that's one thing. But the other thing is that even though these cultural enrichers strut around the place, boasting that they're going to take over in 20 years or so, well, I don't think they've got 20 years. I think things are really going to turn around in less than 18 months. That's my feeling. Yes. And when it does, what these cultural enrichers have got to remember is there's a lot more of us than there are of them. We are a lot smarter than they are. We're a lot cleverer. We don't have the handicap of 50% inbreeding that they do, okay? Mm-hmm. And that makes us a lot smarter even before
at least
you say...
We've got pure genes in there, you know, we're not
that's right.
watered down sort of thing.
You know, they have handicapped themselves through 1,400 years of inbreeding because Allah forgot to put in the Quran that if you marry your first cousins, then the consanguinity implications will mean that you'll irrevocably damage your gene pool. Now, for some inexplicable reason, Allah forgot to put that in the Quran. And it's a big mistake, because it means that Muslims at the moment are 50 to 60% of them are as thick as pig shit. And that's a technical term I don't often use.
Tim's got a play on words, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, completely. And there's one other thing that you guys are forgetting here, and that's that people like this, they reach this point of power because they're insinuating themselves, you know, very cleverly. But they reach this point of power, and as you say, some of them are very thick now, but they reach a certain point where they think they're going to get it all, and they begin to overreach. And, you know, the hacking to death of this you know, poor British, you know, Marine was one of those incidents. I think there are going to be more. And, you know, God, you know, I mean, I don't want to see anything evil happen to anybody, but I think it will. And I think, Tim, you're right. That's going to bring even more people over to the side of the patriots over there. And more people are going to wake up. And the BBC won't be able to cover that up. And sooner or later, those politicians will begin to be voted out.
I mean, the thing is, Islam has got as far as it has because it's based on lies and deception. I mean, not to mention fear, violence, terror and intimidation. But everybody who talks about Islam does so in a spirit of complete mendacity. And that's because Muslims have sold the narrative that Islam is somehow a benign and tolerant religion of peace, fully compatible with Western civilization and our cherished notions of democracy, when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. But Muslims have successfully pushed this, and our political elites have swallowed it hook, line and sinker in conjunction with our mainstream media, and that's why we have the problem we do. But that lie will only last so long until other political realities start to take precedence. And I think it's a Buddhist saying that there are three things that cannot long be hidden: the sun, the moon, and the truth. And the truth is coming out. The truth is coming out.
It certainly is, Tim. I just start to make a comment, because I just had the, my friend at the comment, he's been on the show a couple of times, and he said, great show. And the reason why I'm making a comment now is because he's going to try to catch your show as well, Gal. So
he sent me a message, and that is fantastic. I'm just honored and thrilled by that. I really appreciate that. And you know what? This is what it's all about. All of us connecting here. It's fantastic that we're getting the word out, and I just love it so very much. And
I think we all do. I mean, it's quite obvious that you know, our listeners know that. What we talk about.
Hang on. Sorry, guys. I've got a call coming in. Hang on a sec. I'm going to see if I could just put it to my voicemail. I apologize for this, guys.
No.
It's okay. Oh, no. I'm really sorry, but okay. It's going to voicemail.
Hello, Infidel. Infidel, phone ringing. Oh, yes, Infidel, pick up the phone. It could be Allah calling. Oh, pick up the phone before it blows up.
Yeah, that's definitely a call center out of Pakistan. My apologies, gentlemen.
No, that's okay. My goodness. Well, it is Comedy Central tonight, isn't it? So it's absolutely superb, as usual. Thank you, Kel. I knew she was there. She, you know, we always know when she's scheming. She's up to something, Kel.
Kel,
it's all good fun.
Sure.
Well, she is the wolf lady, so...
she's a wolf. Oh, yeah, wolf lady.
I'm that hee-hee-ha-ha funny wolf lady. You ask me a question.
Who's Johnny Walker? Johnny Walker Licker.
Johnny Walker.
Oh, that's so funny. Agador. But it's absolutely great. I'm probably going to call it an evening in probably about 5 minutes. But I've got to thank you. It's always
a
pleasure.
No. You guys carry on.
No,
you're
no,
having a wonderful conversation
I
there, Jeff.
I want to catch up with your show, and I need to give some time to go and make myself a cup of tea as well, girl. And we can maybe, Agador, If you call in, say Sunday, we'll probably extend. We'll have a longer archive, so we can, you know, expand on a few other things that we wanted to talk about this evening. But because I want to catch up, because tonight's Kel, you've got to say a little bit about your show this evening. And just an heads up for everybody. we haven't told people, have we, Kel, that I'm going to be on Annie's show. Southern Senses show on April the 1st, guys. I'm going to be the guest on the show, so I thought I'd just give you a bit of a heads up on that.
Forgot to mention, too, that our very own Tim Burton was on the Audrey Russo show last night, and that is our...
Apparently I was. She sent me a link, and I tried to play the link last night, and I couldn't play it. Apparently I did a pre-recorded clip for Audrey a couple of days ago, and she put it on her show, which, as Kel said, was scheduled for last night. But I haven't actually listened to it myself,
so I
don't know what it sounds like.
It was very, very good. And I said to Audrey that there was a lot of Kel Frissy of being flown around there, but you forgot that you were part of RFB. I said, that's okay. I'm going to call him. I'm just going to throw him some cat biscuits.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that. It's not a conscious decision on my part. What she said to me was, right now, I just want you to say a few words, and I said, what sort of words do you want me to say? And she says, I want a lead-in. And I want you to say, this is Tim Burton, the radio host of Liberty GB. So, I never even thought about it. And I said, this is Tim Burton, the radio host of Liberty GB, and you're listening to Audrey Russo on Real Talk.
Oh, no, and, I'm teasing you. I mean, well, you know what? If my nose was out of joint, believe me, I wouldn't be making funnies. But it was fantastic. It was a ladies
but
and gentlemen, if you have a chance to listen to Audrey Russo of Real Talk Radio last night, Thursday, please do listen. Tim Burton was phenomenal. And
he always is, though.
It was fantastic.
Girl.
Yeah,
how
and Audrey Russo.
You're all heroes
Audrey
in my
Russo
eyes.
Is very much looking forward to being on our Radio Jihad Network with us on April 22nd.
Well,
it's all going, isn't it?
You know what, guys? This is, and probably you agree with me, Ecuador. It's really a fantastic place to be. Blog Talk Radio. You know, Tim, yourself, you said to us before that before Blog Talk Radio, you didn't know about Blog Talk. And it's opened, it's a totally new world, isn't it? It's amazing. Yes, we get problems. Sometimes we swear and curse. There's a few issues. But you know what? It's a great platform. I mean,
The interface is fantastic.
Even when things go wrong, I still think, you know, it's the best thing out there that, the English Defence League radio show, the Kel Fritz's Red Fox blogger show, Ecuador yourself, and Radio Jihad Network. We've got some absolutely awesome people out there. Absolutely awesome. And that's what we say. Like, guys, if you're just listening the first time, there's so many great people, great radio hosts, on internet radio. You don't have to listen to the terrestrial crap that they put out, this left-wing rubbish. As Agatha will say, this is the place, because you're talking to real people, and you won't get no spill from us. We tell you the way it is, don't we, guys? That is what we're
that's
here
right
for.
And you know a lot of times on the terrestrial radio, even if they're hosts we agree with, which there are some really good patriots here in the States that do some really good terrestrial radio shows, but they're beholden to their sponsors. So they have they have to be careful what they say, and they have to be careful what they do. We don't have to be careful. Well, we sort of have to be careful because some of us are actually representing organizations, but aside from that, we don't have to be careful about, you know, anything.
No.
We can just tell the truth.
It's where freedom of speech rings, and this is what we love about freedom. This is why we fight so hard to protect freedom of speech, freedom of expression, and that is what, you know, that's what we're here to do. Because we love it. We love our freedoms to be able to do that. Once they try to shut us up and that, all it does, it makes us angry. It makes us more, more for the fight, doesn't it, Tim? It's made you that way, isn't it, Tim?
It's galvanized me. I mean, I have to say, in some ways, this particular charge that I'm facing, I mean, it's come along at exactly the right time.
Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, I implore you, free the Birmingham one. And I have to go in a moment because I have to open up my chat room in 3 minutes. But the premise of my show tonight is that I'm taking on Peter Tatchell, and he's Fayez Magal's new beard. And I'm sick of this. This guy is abhorrent, and he is siding with Fayez Magal, the fakester, the grievance mongering Takiya Ernest. Mm-hmm. And so I'm concentrating on, like, I'm sorry, Fayez Magal, but you went near my co-host on my Monday show and my Tuesday show. I'm sorry, but I am gunning for you. You try to come and get me in Canada. Come on, bring it on. But I'm picking on Peter Tatchell tonight.
It's just amazing.
Nobody goes near Tim. Nobody. Nobody goes near Tim. Nobody goes near Jeff. And nobody goes near Agador. If you want to come after us, bring it, baby, because we're ready. And so I'm taking on Peter Tatchell tonight there for you, Tim.
Oh, well, that's brilliant. Brilliant news. Thank you very much for that, Kel. Yeah, you give him hell for me.
But, what I was going to say, guys, I'm going to play us out tonight. It's one that we played a little while ago, but I just love it. It's by ELO, and it's Mr. Blue Sky. I wouldn't play it because it's such a great tune. You love it, don't you, Egg? You love it.
Oh, yeah, man. I love almost anything from ELO. I mean, they do almost nothing that isn't good. So.
Exactly, yeah, I'm the same. And it was something that was played a little while ago. And I was looking, you know, thinking, what can I end on tonight? So I've once again got to thank you, Agador, for being in part of the archives this evening. I know it's only a short one this evening, but we'll have a longer one this Sunday, I guarantee it. Tim, as usual, God bless you, brother, and all what you've done today, fantastic. And
it's the least I could have done, really. You know, the guys are up here facing, you know, serious charge. They're in a place they don't know very well. It's the least I could have done. So I was happy.
Well,
to do
that's
it.
It's great. You've got a big heart, Tim, and as I say, a big salute to you, brother. So God bless you. With that. As I say, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to call this the end of the show. It's the final tune of the evening, but we'll be back again this Sunday, and in about 10 minutes' time, we've got our very own the Red Fox blogger Kel, and I know a lot of people will be. Because I think Kel's going to go for it tonight. You know she is, Tim, don't you? And you, Edward.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She always goes for it.
She certainly does. So from myself, from Tim, from Kel, from the whole of us, Sunny, Tommy, and from us all, say goodnight, take care, stay safe. And with that, I'm going to pass it over to mine and Agador's. And I know Tim likes the yellow as well, don't you, Tim?
Oh,
yellows and poo.
Yep.
There you go. So with that, good night, guys. And I'm going to pass it over to ELO. Go on, take it away, boys.
Good morning. Today's forecast calls for blue skies. Everybody's doing the same. And don't you know, it's a beautiful day.
Blue Sky by ELO. And so this is myself, Jeff, from the English Defence League radio station. We're signing off for this evening. Good night, Agador, and thank you for staying right to the end with me. God bless you, brother. And I'll speak to you again this Sunday. Take care, guys. See you soon. Bye-bye.